This goes out to all the families that went through the struggle. Yeah. From the heart. It was all from the heart. Everything was real. Yeah. In the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and three sons? But going through this difficult stage, I find it hard to believe why my old earth had so many seeds. But she's her own woman, and due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits.
Welcome back to the Day's NBA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Week 5, week 4 is in the book, week 5 is up on us. Got a Monday night, got a Thursday night football game kicking off week 5 tonight. Got the Seattle Seahawks hosting the LA Rams. But before we get into football, man, baseball. Got the National League, the second place wild card team in the game, and the second place wild card game in the American League I played. The Brewers had a big time lead. Blew it in the 8th. Craig Council, in my opinion, made a mistake. You're going to put Your struggling closer out there again for a 6-out save, one game to go. I mean, desperation.
Gonna go down fighting, you're gonna go down fighting with the horse you rode in on.
Man, the guy gets in there and hits a guy.
Don't matter. If he gonna give up the game, he's gonna give up the game
with him.
With him. That's it.
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened, man.
You don't want to go out there and foul on your own sword.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
So you going to go out there with what you know worked.
You going to shoot your shot, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's been struggling, though, man. He honestly has, but...
just been overpitched. That's all.
That's it. Because they had a long road to get to where they was even...
yeah, it's just, you know, grinding them down to a nub.
Wasn't nothing left to chew on, huh, man?
Wasn't nothing left. He grind him down to the nose.
Hey, boy. But ain't that the problem with that second playoff game?
Yeah.
Gotta get it fixed, don't you? What's your thoughts on that?
They need to do a series.
Gotta be best 2 out of 3. At the minimum.
2 out of 3. One game.
So what why you think that? Why
all of the series is series? But that's one game.
A playoff game. Like, what's the point of getting
it? If they're going to do it that, then just quit calling it a playoff game.
Yeah.
Because it really is not a playoff.
It's number 163 of the season.
Right.
That's it.
That's what it needs to be.
You earn one more right to for a shot.
The tiebreaker. It's the tiebreaker.
Because how can you say
get to the playoffs?
I made the Oakland A's. How can you say I made the playoffs the last 2 seasons and lost the play-in wild card? Basically a play-in game, like NCAA. They've made the postseasons 2 years in a row and lost in that.
But they really hadn't made the playoffs.
They ain't did nothing.
They hadn't had a series.
All they did was play 163 games.
Right.
Last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, they got a rain out. They had to make up at the end of the year.
Yeah, that don't make sense. I mean, we all know.
And both games went the same way. Like, what's his name? And y'all, what's the dude from Oakland? Been unhittable. He ended up getting the home
Oakland
runs.
Oakland A's are built.
For the regular season?
For the regular season. They're not built to win one game.
Right. But I'm going to tell you the problem with that one game, yeah. If you do like the Brewers did, or, man, you could even say St. Louis, but St. Louis came all the way and won the whole division.
Right.
Because the Cubs, oh, man.
They outlasted them.
They just won the whole division. When they had faded and we weren't even thinking, I wasn't thinking about them.
No.
They came back and not just won the wild, but they won the division. You know what I'm saying?
One of the hottest teams out there, like 17-4 this last month or two.
Knock the Braves off. Oh, knock the Braves off.
I mean,
come on, Carpenter, wake your bat up. Knock the Braves off.
We expect you to root like that.
Yes, sir. You already know. But listen, in the one game playoff, right, this is what happens, in my opinion. You struggle, you shooting your shot at everything you can just to make the postseason when you in that position, the wild card position.
Yeah.
So you exhausted, you spun out, you didn't.
Like I say, by the time you get there, you is a nub. You done grind it all the way down from a sharp point to a nub.
Then I got one game to do this, and...
ain't nothing else left.
I mean, you use everything you got just to get to the postseason. And then the disadvantage is you play another team that did the same exact thing. Whoever come out that war, you got to shoot all your bullets because it's a one game. This is it. Yeah. This is game 7 of the World Series. So you got to shoot all your bullets when you done already shot all your bullets the day before that, just trying to get to this one game. And so whoever gets lucky enough to make it out of this game, now you shot going into a team that's better than you because they well rested. They sitting at home. They waiting on you, and their rotation is set. Your rotation is up in the air.
Trying to go to war, and you got one arm toe off, one leg toe off, and they just sitting there fully healthy. What I mean?
And a gun with no bullets.
Yeah, it's hardball.
So how can you compete with that? You don't have a chance for you to fail. They weaken you.
Yeah, it's not set up for. You very seldom see wild card.
Now it's happened.
No, but it's hard.
But it's no. I have never seen a team from the
wild card fight one for that game.
Yeah.
Go all the way and win World Series.
Unless you're the Giants.
They did it. Oh, but they trash anyway, so I don't
know. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, you know, I just you scar these guys up and then you give them one game. There's no point of making the playoffs if you get one game. That's baseball. Nothing. You can have the best starter in the world going for that one game, and then he had a blister. He out, and that's it. Done. That's wrong, man. Make it 2 out of 3, Major League Baseball. Figure out a way to make it 2 out of 3. That's what you need to do. Period, point blank. So, your thoughts on Craig Counsell in the situation with, you saying he just tried what he tried everything he could do.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
So, you okay with it trying to get the 6 out?
I'm okay with it. That's just like the Yankees not taking Mariano and then putting him in. That's they Mariano Rivera.
You got to use him.
You got to use him. Yeah, whether you think he's 90%, 80%.
Or 10.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
Take my guy. All day long.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So last night, man, the A's, man, oh boy, had been pretty much unhittable for the last 6-7 hours. He went out there and gave up some bombs. The Rays swinging at bat, man.
They listen. They were swinging at them fastballs.
Yes, sir.
Early
in the count.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, you know you got to pitch out there with that kind of stuff.
You got to go out there and hack and get your...
Man, I'm waiting on anything straight, and I'm hacking.
Yeah. You can't wait around because you can't
get... You can't wait till you get two strikes,
you can't do nothing with him.
You might as well take the bat out your hand and throw it in the dugout.
And just stand there hoping no balls.
Yeah, with 2 strikes.
Yeah.
He's going to get you out.
Yeah. You're right, man. So both of those games kind of played out. It's kind of shocking, man. So how you feel going into the series with your Braves going up against the Cardinals?
I feel excellent since Tayron ain't on the roster.
Man, listen.
You know
it. I didn't even want to bother you. Not bother you, but I didn't even want to give you the pleasure of celebrating. I saw it. I said, I ain't even going to say nothing to B.A., man. I ain't going to say nothing. It left the opening day starter, Tayron, the dude that you hate. They left him off the NLDS roster.
Hey, you think I'm the only one to see that?
His last outing, he gave up 3 home runs.
It doesn't matter what he did his last outing.
That's what he's done a career, homie.
Yeah, it's just he's not that guy.
Wow.
He's not that guy. He's a fifth rotation. He's a back end starter. And we have him as a number one starter. Yeah. But that tells you over a season... A baseball, how quick you can fall off.
Yeah, you can get chewed up, man. You can, things can turn, man, because you look at the aspect of, like, how the Nationals did. Man, that was ready to write them off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're the hottest team in baseball right now. Turned it around. The Mets, we both were like, nah, what are y'all doing?
Nah, the Brewers was the hottest team.
Well, down that stretch, yeah, you're right. But I don't know, the Nationals, the Brewers were the hottest. Yeah,
17-4 last month.
Nationals wasn't far behind. They were pecking at their ankles.
Nah, but the Braves been the little engine that could.
He won't get a national
cruise control. Everybody's spinning their wheels with the Braves in autopilot.
Yeah, but we all even right now.
No, I mean, that's how it go.
We all even right now.
No, ain't nothing what you did in a year going to help you right now.
Nah, yeah.
That's it. It's right now.
Yeah.
That's the best part of... That's why I like baseball so much in October. That's why.
And you know what? The baseball playoffs.
Because it ain't staged. It ain't nothing. It ain't set up for this team to go back home.
Ain't nobody as fair as it comes.
You ain't going to get no fair.
As fair as it comes. It's you got to put up and shut up.
That's it.
You got to go out there. Ain't no ticky-tack fouls being called. Ain't no flopping.
Yeah, dictating the game. We want this one to go back to L.A. Or we want this one to go back to Golden State. We can't let the champs go down on the road. We want them to win it at home, all that type of stuff.
It's about the purest sport out there, man.
We ain't going to beat it.
About the purest sport out there. Yep, I can't. I got to agree with you 1,000% on that, man. So what's your prediction as far as the Braves and Cardinals?
I say Braves 2-1. Braves 3-1.
Why? Why?
Because we're just a better team.
Okay. Just flat out better team.
We're a better team than that.
All the way around? Even with the young pitcher? Y'all got the offense. Young pitcher?
All the way around.
I don't think y'all's 3-4 get enough credit. Not enough credit. They gonna get no credit. Donaldson Freeman gets no credit. Them clogs y'all got there?
No,
they don't respect them.
Nah, they respect Freeman.
Baseball people do, but I'm talking about the world just don't respect that clog y'all got going.
If you want to be honest about it, Atlanta is not a big market.
It's not.
I mean, if you no matter how you look at it,
not at all.
They're not a big market.
No, like, small market.
It's small market, but they just get the job done.
Yeah.
Even the people in Atlanta don't even watch baseball.
Nope. And a beautiful new stadium, man.
This is like the first year that they really had good showing in baseball.
They supported them. And it's because like the infrastructure because they built, the stadium, their location, everybody's living right there on top of the ballpark. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Nationals, man. What's your thoughts there?
Man, Dodgers are going to knock them Nationals off.
Why?
Just a better team.
Better team all the way around.
All the way, you know that.
Pitching, hitting,
throwing. No matter how hot they are. Dodgers is just a tough team.
They tough, man.
It's just going to take them Braves and knock them off.
And you know.
And they missed Kershaw prime year, so.
I hate to be the one to say it, but guys, I would definitely root for the Braves if they went up against the Dodgers.
No, no. Well, no, we don't want you to root for us no time.
I got to do it, man. I got to do it. Houston versus the Rays, man. That series starts tomorrow.
Ah, sweet.
Houston all the
they
way.
They threw their ace tonight.
Houston all the way around.
And has old boy they
Snail, pitching. Snail, no.
He ain't come around.
Yeah, that's what he is. He can cancel that, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't the Snail that we know.
Nah. Twinkies, Yankees, man. I like the Twins, man.
I like them.
I like them, man.
But that's your second team, huh?
Who, the Yankees?
Yankees, your second team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Y'all hear it here first. That's just, he got two teams in baseball.
I like the Twins, man. I like the Twins against the Yankees, who I like as my second team. I like the Twins, man. It's just something magical about them boys, man. They hit more home runs than any other team has done in the history of Major League Baseball. They scrappy. You don't even know they pitchers. You don't know what they just.
You don't even know they hitters. Talking about pitchers. Man. You don't know they hitters and they got 300 home runs.
And they hit, man. They hit. Them boys killing the ball, man.
They gonna knock them Yankees off. In a game five, though.
That's gonna be a dog fight, man. So my prediction on that one is Yankees win. I like the Twins though, man.
Yankees gonna get knocked off in game five.
I like the
Series gonna be five?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't like that. I think all of them should be 7 games. Because anybody can be beat in a 5-game series. It just...
Best 3 out of 5.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like, what are you looking like this right here? If you go best 3 out of 5, you play Houston, you got to face Verlander, Cole, Greinke.
Yeah.
And you got to pitch to Bregman, Correa. You got to... Man, that's tough, man.
That's a tough... A tough task.
You don't even get no fall off in a 3-game series, 3 straight games with them. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, even if, say, Verlander has a bad outing. Like he did, was that him that had a bad outing? Yeah, he gave up 2 home runs the last time he was out. Yada, yada, yada. But anyway, Cole ain't had a bad outing this year.
Well, yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He ain't had a bad outing since he got traded. Dude's just tough. Dude's lights out.
I like them Astros.
Astros tough.
And that's my second team.
If you get a bad outing for one of them, you still got to deal with the offensive side of things, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like that pitching, okay, you can work around the pitching and scratch and crawl.
A few innings.
But then
got to deal with that offense.
That offense, man. And this is why I put them over the top of the Yankees. Because on hitting, Yankees are A+. These balls are A-. There ain't no difference. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Everything is pretty much the same. Except their starting pitching is way better. And the Yankees don't got it.
And in the playoffs, that's the difference.
That's the difference.
If you can get both, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of teams that won that didn't have good offenses, but they had good starting pitching.
But that's what I'm saying, like A+ over A-.
Hit. You know, I think about like the Royals. You remember the Royals when the Royals year?
Yeah.
They actually put it all together at the same time. But they wasn't they wasn't special like that.
They weren't special on nothing.
But they just did everything good.
They didn't know they worked the count, battled, didn't
play good
strike
defense,
out.
Put the ball
the
in
pitchers,
play.
The starting pitchers
kept them in the game. Bullpen was lights out.
Yep. That bullpen was, you know who they had back then.
Yeah, oh boy, at the end, the back end right there.
With the Rockies now.
Like, I can't think of his name right now. I know exactly who he
is. Wade Miller.
Miller. Miller's
Wade.
Miller's one from, you're talking about from Cleveland. His name is Wade Davis.
Wade Davis.
Nasty.
Monster.
Nasty.
Killer cutter.
Leg kick, wipe out, eat on your hands. Just a heavy ball thrower, man.
He was throwing a bowling ball.
Just a heavy ball thrower, man. Just splintering bats, man. So, yeah, I'm going to still take the Yankees. I like the Twins. Dodgers, Nationals. Nationals have been hot, but the Dodgers is a clog, man. Definitely taking the Cardinals. No, I'm not going to say that, man. Braves are going to beat the Cardinals.
No, take the Cardinals.
Jinx! The Jinx is on.
The Cardinals.
We're taking the Braves, Acuna MVP.
It ain't no more seats left on this bandwagon.
I am
so
taking,
you can take your wet blanket somewhere else.
I'm taking the Atlanta Braves in hopes of jinxing them to lose to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, you can take your wet blanket somewhere else.
And as far as the, did we cover everybody? Rays, A's. No, that's last night.
Yeah, we covered. We covered the
Rays, Astros, Cardinals. We both gonna take the Astros.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm taking the Braves over the Cardinals. You taking the Braves over the Cardinals? I'm taking the you taking the Twins over the Yankees. I'm taking the Yankees over the Twins, and we got the Dodgers in a sweep. Who wins the World Series out of all this?
I'd say the Braves.
Homer pick.
Braves beating the Astros.
Do you really think y'all can knock the Dodgers off?
I know we can beat the Dodgers. We're a terrible matchup for the Dodgers.
Okay.
We're a terrible matchup for the Dodgers.
Okay. So, you say Braves versus the Astros?
Yes, sir.
And Astros knock y'all off in the World Series?
No, we beat them.
Okay, man. This man sounds like he sounded in football season about these Steelers. We going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. That let me know. The Braves going to win Jack Squat.
How does that let you know?
Just saying. It ain't happening. That's I know that from the get-go.
That's what you want.
I know that. Y'all not built. Y'all a young, good team. It ain't there yet, though.
So we ain't built for what? We ain't built to win.
No, y'all have won. What are you talking about? You're not built to win the World Series.
How? What pedigree does it take to win the World Series?
Having players that get a taste of success, that go out there, put it all together.
We didn't win perform. Just this year. This is not our first year winning.
Y'all been on an upward spot?
We won. We made the playoff last year.
You been on an upward spot?
Okay, then. Y'all took
up a spot last year. Took a spot up last year.
We learned from that.
Okay, we're going to see.
Yeah, you're going
to Don't
see.
Lose to the Cardinals. Just don't do that. Man, Thursday night football tonight, man. What you got, man? Russell
Seattle.
Wilson, man. It's going to be a good one, ain't
it? Seattle.
It's going to be a good one, ain't it?
Rams took a step back this year, though.
Listen, man. I see what you're saying. I see where the things are trending and all that stuff. Russell Wilson's playing lights out. He's being Russell Wilson, yada, yada, yada. Seahawks are not. Now, the Rams haven't showed good. They haven't just been playing good ball. But I think on a national spotlight, they coming after the coach. They talking about Jared Goff. They talking about Gurley need to be put on the shelf. I think they show up tonight, man. I think they show up. Okay. I think they show up and put 40 on the Seahawks against the 12th man in Seattle. I'm taking the Rams. You heard it here on Dumpster Juice Radio. Dez O'Quinn is taking the Rams. And I'm giving you a score of Rams 40.
What?
Seahawks 28.
What?
I'm giving them a 40 piece.
Okay.
Rams 40, Seahawks 28.
I like Seattle in a 28-24 game.
Rams big. Dez taking the Rams big time. You know why? Because all that conservative offense, that conservative dink and dunk stuff that Russell Wilson do for three quarters in the game, you do that against Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Aaron Donald, you do that, you
man, end up. Saying Todd Gurley, the man had 5 carries last week. Played number one. And wasn't even hurt.
Played the number one run defense in the league.
So he played the number one run defense while he had 25 carries.
Yeah, we're behind.
Don't talk about no carries.
They threw the ball 50 times. They got to get the ball to him more.
That man is a shell of himself.
Write him off then. Just bet against him tonight when he knocked 5 from everybody tonight.
Man, you talking about they play. He 5 rushes don't even get you in there.
Get you warmed up good, dude.
You ain't even warmed up.
Hey, Todd Gurley will have a big game on primetime tonight.
Take your shot in the dark.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Todd Gurley will have a big game on primetime tonight. Primetime tonight. Florida Gators got them Auburn Tigers this weekend. What you reckon?
And I like Auburn.
You like Auburn?
I like Auburn a lot.
Doubt them Gators, man. Doubt them Gators, Billy. Gators
man,
will bite you.
Gators is trash.
Gators will bite you. LSU got a cupcake game. Utah State. Oklahoma got a cupcake game. Playing Kansas. Let's see. Number 14, Iowa against number 19, Michigan. How is Michigan? I'm tired of Michigan, man. What is Harbaugh won, man?
They won a crown. They been won the crown.
What has he done, man?
He went to the Super Bowl.
That's it. And got knocked off by a brother.
Right. He went to the Super Bowl. So do you know they going to crown?
Number 7, Auburn against number 10, Florida. Auburn minus 3 in the swamp. Take my chance with them Gators, boss. Take my chances with them Gators.
I hear you, but I'm not buying it.
Taking my chances with them Gators, man. Michigan State against Ohio State. Ohio State's first real test, huh? They minus 20 hosting Michigan State, number 25. Michigan State always play them tough, though, that defense.
Yeah.
They always come down to a doggone a special teams
Michigan
game.
Michigan State won lost last week.
Who, Michigan State?
You said Michigan State was 25?
Yeah, right, 25.
I thought they was a little better than that this year. Mm-mm. Oh, they beat somebody.
They played Western Michigan. They blasted them. They lost to Arizona State. They lost to Herm Edwards, them 10-7 to Arizona State.
Yeah, they
beat Northwestern. They beat Indiana.
Yeah, I thought they beat somebody big.
They just cracked the top 25. SMU cracked the top 25. I like that. And they got Tulsa. Them boys rolling. They're going to get a big-time bowl game out there. No playoff situation. But hey, that's it. Ain't no real matchups this weekend, man. Except for Florida getting to play Auburn. See what time that game is. Make sure I get that locked in. So 2:30 game on Saturday. 2:30. Bucks travel to the Saints, man.
Bucks? I say the Bucks win. I like the Bucks.
Saints minus 3.5. I like the Bucks. I'm going to the Bucks.
Man. I like the Bucks.
I like the Bucks. I think James
Bucks plays. Bucks always play them tough, too.
Yep. I just don't see.
Coming off a very emotional
win and all that. Yeah.
That they really know they shouldn't have won.
Got lucky a little bit, you know.
Won without even scoring a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 field goals.
Yeah.
12-10 game. Come out and try to overdo it or come out and try to.
Yeah.
Get a little riskier.
I mean, Bucks definitely going to cover.
Yeah.
It's going to be 1 point, 2 point game.
I think the Bucks win. Tennessee Titans minus 3 hosting the Buffalo Bills.
I like Buffalo.
Just a hater pick, man.
No. Buffalo.
Tough defense.
They defense showed me something.
Tough against Brady. Tough.
They defense. Showed me something. Tough defense. So if they can slow Brady down.
They can just stop Mariota, huh?
Man. They can beat Mariota one hand tied behind their back. Blindfolded.
A bird box challenge, huh?
Blindfolded.
Man, just gonna disrespect my team, man. We come off that big win in ATL, man. We went over there and took over Atlanta.
Y'all beat another cupcake.
Man, we went over there and took over Atlanta. You gonna disrespect my team, man.
Y'all beat another cupcake, beat one cupcake.
Man, we took over
the All plate. That said was y'all were just the bigger cupcake and stronger cupcake.
Yeah, a little more icing on it.
There you go.
Man, I am taking the Tennessee Titans -3, hosting the Buffalo Bills. They beat them by 10. Jacksonville Jaguars travel to the Carolina Panthers. I think that's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game, and I like Jacksonville.
I think that's going to be a good doggone game. But I just don't think Kyle Allen can beat Jacksonville's defense. I really don't.
They talking about your boy might not even play this weekend.
Who?
What the name Mustache?
The QB?
And they, ain't they about ready to bring old boy back yet?
No.
Oh, okay. They were just, I must
have. No, he got a broken, he out. He playing.
So what you think going to happen on that when he do come back?
Minshew? Because
that's what I'm thinking.
I don't think in this situation right here, the Minshew mania is going crazy, but it just depends on.
You think they sit Nick Foles and let the hot quarterback prevail, or they bench him, Minshew, and that's just an admiration?
My thing is, in that situation, if you got a guy that's hot and he's playing and y'all are winning, y'all are rolling, you got to keep riding the train. That's the way I would say. But they always say you can't lose your job.
Flash in the pan or what?
Flash or not, but you got to ride the flash. That's what I say.
Okay, nah, that's what I'm thinking too.
I say it that way, but they say you can't lose your job to injury, yada, yada, yada.
Why? That's how
everybody came up.
Breeze still wait. Bledsoe still waiting
to replace. Yeah, get back in the game from Tom Brady.
Still waiting on Brady to retire so he can get in the game.
Yeah, he ain't even in the league.
So I mean, yeah, that's a lie. That's the biggest thing I heard since Chicken Little fell out the sky.
Ron Rivera's job is on the line. So if, and I'm talking about that's a whole different situation in Carolina, but down in Jacksonville, if this guy's hot and this guy keeps winning,
no, that's the same thing that Cam Newton gonna be facing.
I keep playing him. Simple as that.
Allen.
Same thing.
And Cam sit on the bench.
If he keeps winning and playing.
That's not going to happen.
But I know it's not just because of the perspective of Cam, but the Minshew situation down in Jacksonville is different. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can say, well, we ain't got no ties to Nick Foles. What he did for us, play one quarter football for us and got hurt? So why am I putting him back in the game, B.A.?
No.
What is he earning to do for this organization this season? Cam is different, right?
You play to win the game.
But Cam is different. It. Like, you know what you got in Cam. You tied to Cam.
But Cam ain't won nothing.
He ain't won nothing, but he's Cam.
But they ain't won it.
But he Cam.
They ain't won it.
I'm just saying, though, how could you say, Cam, you can't get your job back because this dude here hot? And we know you was hurt. You weren't yourself.
Man, listen. They going to keep Cam out. Cam going to be hurt until he has a bad game.
Until old boy fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that's going to happen, too. But as far as the game goes, Carolina's -3.5, which I don't know why they would give them a hook on that 3.5 over Jacksonville. I just don't think Jacksonville's – I don't think Minshew I don't think Allen can beat Jacksonville's defense throwing for 200 yards a game. I don't think he can beat Jacksonville's defense.
They're not beating it.
And I think Minshew can do just enough to beat Carolina. But McCaffrey, man, every week I'm impressed with that kid, man. I am impressed with that kid. The Cardinals versus the Bengals. Bengals -3.5, hosting the Cardinals. Give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, I take Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals get their first win.
I think so too.
I think they get their first win.
Yeah.
It'd be good for the rookie, and it'll be good for Cincinnati. You know why it'd be good for Cincinnati? Because people are already saying it. It's a tank season, and you got Andy Dalton that has done nothing.
I mean, we know that.
That boy's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I'm not saying he's a bad – listen, he's an NFL quarterback. Andy Dalton went to TCU. Andy Dalton has had some success in the NFL. But at this point in time, the fit just ain't right. The fit ain't working, man.
Yeah.
The fit ain't working. Atlanta Falcons travel to the Houston Texans. Texans -5.
Texans. I take them Texans.
I think the Texans light them up.
Yeah.
I watched them last week.
Love those.
I think they light them up. I think Deshaun Watson goes for 400 yards. He lights them up, man. Nothing to even talk about there. Julio Jones, you are trapped in Atlanta, buddy. You trapped. And Malcolm Butler shut him down last week. Say something about the NBA.
What now?
Malcolm Butler shut Julio down last week.
No.
Because they double covered.
Yeah, but that's why I'm going
to
say they double covered.
They doubled him. They doubled him with the safety in front, corner behind.
Yeah, bracket. Bracket coverage.
But see how they played it though? Safety front, corner back.
Yeah, bracket.
Yeah. They let him get downfield. Another sore topic, man. Minnesota Vikings -5 at the New York Giants. Vikings got some problems. Diggs came out today and said he'd want to trade. Everything y'all said, all the rumors are true.
Listen,
I want out of there. Thielen called out Cousins.
Said they can't win the way the coach playing. I say the Vikings lose.
You think it's that much turnover?
It's over. Listen.
Your two receivers ain't fooling with the cornerback or the coach?
That's what happened to the Steelers last year. When y'all are not on the same page,
Nothing ain't gonna work,
man. Everybody playing for themselves. Like, you get one for contract, for this, for that. You know, there ain't no team, nothing. Man. So, why you can't buy into the coaching system?
You more shocked by Diggs today or Thielen calling out Cousins?
Because I say...
And then Cousins having to say...
No, I say...
Can't even argue. Cousins had to go and say, yeah, you're right. I'm missing too many throws. Like,
something. Yeah, but he had to do that because this is a white receiver.
Respected.
But if that was AB,
problem. That's what I said.
A problem.
Double standard at it.
Yeah, of course. So, they're not going to win. They're not making the playoffs. All of that. All of the above.
So, Daniel Jones gets a free pass this weekend because the Vikings are...
Daniel Jones looking good. I don't care. Daniel Jones bringing them Giants back up to the... to a threat.
What's the thing about Shepard? Is Shepard hurt? The receiver? 87?
He need to be.
Why, B.A.? I like Shepard, man.
That dude garbage, man. When he is, after he played, what, two games and get hurt again?
Yeah, he's IP now. He
stay hurt.
Man, who else? When you say saying hurt, we already talked about this team already, but what's the other player that just cannot stay healthy, man?
Player?
Yeah. They got two of them on the same team. One of them out, and the other one just got hurt. So both of them out now. Them Bengals. Now we say by AJ being hurt. AJ, yeah. Ross hurt again.
Yeah, Ross.
Has he ever played two games in a row?
No. He hurt. Yeah, he stayed hurt.
Okay, can you
attribute... He's been hurt since he's been in the league.
Can you attribute that to his style of play or his physique? Getting himself built differently because Lamar Jackson transformed his body.
I ain't going to buy into all that. Lamar Jackson really ain't taking clean hits.
As he shouldn't be.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's not taking the same
but hits. He put the work in the weight room and bulked his body up over the offseason,
too. But it don't matter. That ain't got nothing to do with this receiver can only catch the ball the way they throw it to him. So... if he catching the ball and he leading into a safety coverage and they tackle him all the time and he get hurt, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's different. It's a whole... Lamar Jackson can actually prevent from getting hit every play.
The receiver can't dictate how he's getting hit.
Yeah.
He can't make sure he can't stay clean on the tackles all the time because he got to go get the ball.
Yeah. But the quarterback...
is a reason for how you get hit.
Yeah. He can sit back there. Oh, somebody close, take off, and go out of bounds.
Yeah,
never get hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jackson doing. He ain't really taking no pounding like RG3. That's a whole different level of speed.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson on a whole nother level than RG3 was, and RG3 was fast.
Was a bad boy, but Jackson just another world.
It's a whole nother atmosphere.
Yeah. Guys can't even... There's guys right there at his ankles.
And can't put their hands on him.
Can't touch him. Yeah, he's lighting, man.
Man, when he get him in that phone booth, it's over with.
Over. Did you see him at that end zone? That
right, that dance, that Texas two-step.
With the spin.
Man.
And the second dude was just like... he was so lost on the move he threw on the first dude, he couldn't even make a play.
Yeah, he gave up. And then you know them linemen be like... them D-linemen be like... Man, I done chased you. I'm going to hit you.
When I get to you, I'm hitting you.
And that's why they always get that roughing
the back. Yeah, I done worked. I
hitting him.
I done worked all day.
I done did all this. I'm hitting you. Ain't no way I'm not getting my hands on you, my brother.
You reckon they say, it'd be the huddle saying, man, the next time I get close, I'm not, whether to play over or not, I'm not going to fight from you.
That's one penalty on the tape when they watch the film, the coach ain't mad about.
Good job, buddy. Where they getting now?
There you go.
Oh, man. The Bears travel across the pond, man, to face the Oakland Raiders. Bears -5.5.
That's a tricky London old game now.
Ain't it though.
But I still like Khalil Mack. Bears
defense, man. I like that.
I like Khalil Mack to travel.
I like the Bears defense, man.
I say 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, at least.
Defense will travel.
With him. That's just with him. I ain't talking about everybody else.
By himself.
I'm talking about by himself on that now.
2 sacks, 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Bears -5.5. Raiders, it's a neutral game.
Bears. I like Bears.
I love the Bears defense. They just have no offense, man.
Yeah, but I still like them.
I like the Bears. Don't trust
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah. John Gruden, they ain't putting
it
together.
They had a good game last week, but that feels a lot this week.
New York Jets at the Eagles. Eagles -14.
Eagles.
All day long.
I like the Eagles.
All day
long. I mean, but no, Darnold might come back, right, Darnold?
They said he's they will take all the way up until Sunday to decide if he's going to play.
Oh, okay.
But he's not playing.
I don't think he's going.
Because he got an inflamed or swollen or enlarged spleen.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas if he got hit in the midsection, it can rupture. Like, he ain't playing.
Yeah, okay.
Who's the last, a little trivia, who's the last player? They didn't say this on TV today, but I remember it because I just always sticks out of my head every time I see him. Who's the last player you ever heard of had ruptured spleen in a football game?
Was it Ryan Clark or somebody?
Nope.
It's a Steeler one.
Nope. Man. It may have been. I don't know a Steeler because I don't keep up with that trash team.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know then.
I don't watch no Bumblebees playing football. Chris Sims.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
When he was with Tampa Bay.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. He ended up having to go get surgery. He had a ruptured spleen in the game. I just remember that every time I see him on TV. Noon game, which I hate is a noon game. This is what I don't understand about the NFL with the scheduling. Why is Baltimore versus Steelers one of the football fans' favorite games to watch?
Why
is it at 12 o'clock?
Why? Ain't nobody playing but the Steelers.
Man, honestly, don't be a...
No, why are you... Worried?
That's disrespectful, man.
No, it ain't. Pittsburgh is 1-3.
No, they are. But when they make this schedule, they put this game at 12 o'clock.
I don't know. Who the night game?
The night game is doggone Patrick Mahomes against the Colts.
Patrick Mahomes, you know that.
Yeah. But guess who play on Monday Night Football?
Who?
Baker Mayfield, them again. 3 primetime games already. Week 5.
Man, you know that. That's what it is.
Come on, Baker, Odell, all that. You know, just, well, Baker, Odell, that's it. That's it. They ain't worried about nobody else.
I ain't going to lie. I enjoy them.
You just like Baker, man.
I like them Browns.
Yeah, you don't like a team in your division, man.
I don't care for them like that. I just like
Steelers watching. Steelers fans, y'all hear this? This
I like here, watching them.
This dude over here is actually a fan of a team in his own division.
No, bro. I just like watching them play. I like the scrutiny whether they win or lose. Because either way it go, it's going to be something. Like, when the Browns win.
Nah, just tell the truth. You like the drama. You like the drama around the Browns. You like that
drama. I like it because guess what? They're going to talk about it all day. They're going to break them down, good or bad. You get what I'm saying?
You like the drama.
But I definitely want to see them lose.
Man.
I want to see them lose, man.
How can you say you like the opposing team's quarterback and then say you want to see them
lose? No, I'm saying I like the drama that's around and like the scrutiny.
There you go.
Scrutiny. That's all I like.
Now we're getting down to the nuts and bolts. We can put the meat on the sandwich now. We can spread it in the mayonnaise.
No, I like the scrutiny around it. You know that. Everybody like that.
Ravens -3.5 at the Steelers.
I'm taking my Steelers. And you know I ain't been taking my Steelers. I like them points. I like them points.
defense showed up a little bit.
No, I like the points. Not the Ravens gonna win, but I like the points they giving.
3 and a hook.
Yeah, 4 points. Yeah, we'll beat them by 3. Or they'll beat us by 3. You know how they games go.
Yeah. I think the Ravens, Steelers, man, dink and dunk offense is not going to. Well, I don't know. The Ravens' defense, dude, they just not good on defense. They're not good on defense.
Yeah. But if we do.
And then y'all defense played a little ball last week. Don't get me wrong.
Nah, our defense been playing good. We just been getting gassed a few times. But
Bush, I'm Bush don't got to prove himself to me. I seen enough on him. He's fast. Say what y'all want to say.
That fella's fast.
I've seen enough on Bush to say, this guy, turn him loose, get out of his way, get the game plan in for that week, and just let him go. Because this dude right here, you don't need to hold him back. This dude can blitz. This dude can drop back and cut. This dude, let him go. Turn him loose.
This dude look better than White, ain't he?
Little better.
This dude fast, man. Man, this dude crazy. Hey, when he sacked that, man, I'm like, how did he get back there so fast?
Hey, Mr. Bush can play, man.
Yeah,
Mr. Bush can play. Simple as that. So, I'm taking the Ravens. I say Ravens by 7.
Okay.
Ravens by a tug. I'm taking the Ravens.
Yeah.
Kenny Mack, I'm with you, baby.
I'm taking my
Jordan Moore, I'm with you, baby.
I'm taking my Steelers.
Next up, 12 o'clock. Patriots minus 15.5 at the Redskins.
Redskins. I'm taking the points. Patriots, they ain't trying to cover no more. They done gave up on all that cover.
Just win, baby, win.
They just want to win. Yeah.
So you're taking the Redskins plus 15.5.
There you go.
Give me the Patriots.
Okay.
Minus 15.5.
Okay.
Patriots by 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it. By 21. Jolene, shout out to you, boy. Got you a care package coming. Chargers host the Broncos.
Man, Chargers.
That's a game I won't even click on.
Nah, I like the Chargers.
I like the Chargers, but Broncos. That
used to be a good rivalry.
It did. It just sad, ain't it, man?
Yeah, them quarterbacks, like they.
Claws
in their life. Rivals done got old and stabilized, and then the Broncos just can't seem to find a quarterback. Flacco back there fighting for his life, boy.
Crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. At least they finally got some sacks, the Broncos did last week. Amazing.
Yeah. They have pass rushes like that.
With Von Miller coming down people's throats, according to Josina Anderson.
Yeah.
Wow. Those pesky Green Bay Packers traveled to Jerry's World. Cowboys minus 3.5. Cheeseheads for me.
Packers.
Cheeseheads for me.
Packers.
Chris Hartfield. Bob Harris. Shea Martin.
Packers.
I'm with them Packers. Go, Pack, go.
Yeah, I like them Packers.
Cowboy fans. Boy, boy, boy. Y'all down in the low valley. They were howling the hog this time last week, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Go down to the Superdome.
But all it took was one straw to break the camel's back.
That's it.
And that will happen Sunday night.
That's it, man.
That one straw broke them, broke their back.
Now they back to talking about the early 90s when y'all won them 3 in a row. Them people are gone, y'all.
Man, that's over with.
Them people gone. Y'all got to put up right now. It's 2019.
Some of them done went to jail, got back out, changed their lives.
And back on track.
Preaching the gospel now. That's a long time ago, ain't it?
Man. Give me the cheeseheads, man, because Dallas, if y'all can't run the ball, over with. Over with.
They can run the ball, but
couldn't run it in New Orleans.
Nah, New Orleans. That's New Orleans is they the best team in the NFC right now.
Front four said no sir.
Yeah, they the best team in the NFC right now.
But we both took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to knock them off.
I don't expect none of them to go 16-0.
Matchups.
No, I'm just saying you don't expect, even though the team could be the best, you don't expect them to go.
That's why I expect tonight. I expect the Rams to bounce back and be that.
No, but the Rams are just not that team that they was last year. They're not a Super Bowl caliber team.
I expect them to show up tonight.
They might show up, but they're not winning.
Rams got embarrassed by the Bucs.
Okay.
They got embarrassed. They're going to show up. That coach is going to get them boys ready to play.
You know Russell Wilson be nibbling, then he take his shot.
He do that in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they...
You got to knock them off early. That's what I'm saying.
Late than never.
You got to knock them off early because they play conservative. Then at the end of the game, they let Russell Wilson just run wild and do what he's going to do. In the nightcap, man, Jacoby Brissett traveling to the Chiefs, traveling to Arrowhead.
Man, I don't understand.
Chiefs minus 10.5.
Yeah, I don't like that game.
You don't understand what?
I don't understand why that game is at night. Because it's the Colts.
In the primetime situation?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to watch that.
Nobody wants to watch Colts.
I want to see Pittsburgh Baltimore in primetime.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Too. I would rather see, let's see, out of this week's games, I'd rather see Pittsburgh Baltimore in primetime or Green Bay Dallas.
Right.
You had an opportunity. But I'd like Green Bay Dallas being in the 3 o'clock slot because that'll be the game I watch in the 3 o'clock slot. Mm-hmm. Or what else could have went in the primetime spot? I mean, Buccaneers Saints could have went in the primetime spot. Or Buccaneers Saints or Falcons Texans could have went in the primetime spot if you didn't put Baltimore and Steelers there. I like all those matchups better than I do the Chiefs Colts.
Yeah, that ain't even a... That's all about Mahomes, man.
Yeah, Colts football is Thanksgiving Day football to me.
But that's They're, all about...
It's Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Just like Monday is Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
And the Browns having all these primetime games. And they're not even done for the season. This is week 5, and they've had 3 of them.
Yeah, that is messed up.
Had a Thursday night, and two Monday nights now?
You know they're probably going to play us on one of them. You know, at the end of the year, you know them going to be prime time.
Man, I don't put y'all in prime time. Please be flex scheduling where y'all can flex the Steelers out of prime time.
But what if we win against the Ravens and bring this thing back up?
Oh, man, if y'all win against the Ravens, that upsets the whole rankings of the NFL because, one, the Ravens, we already saying they ain't what they been portraying themselves to be. But if they get knocked off by y'all, that's a major, major step back for them.
But you don't think that's possible?
Yeah, I think it's very possible. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. But if y'all do knock them off, I still don't believe y'all.
Anything ain't possible.
Like what? What do you mean? Like the Dolphins won't win a game?
No, I'm saying don't put it in the category. We're just as good as them. You talking about anything is possible. You making it seem like we're underdogs and we're about to do the unexpected. No, we're expected to beat the Ravens at home. Now, when we go to Baltimore, that's a whole different story. But in Pittsburgh, the Steelers are expected to beat them, regardless.
Not according to the folks that set the line in Vegas.
I don't care nothing about that. But I'm talking about Steeler Nation as a fan.
Steeler Nation, you at home. You
we are expected to beat the Ravens at home, no matter what records, no matter nothing. We was 14-2, and 2 losses come from the Ravens. That was a bad year.
Because you lost to them twice.
Because we lost to them twice. Remember that.
I feel you, but I need the Ravens to go and knock y'all off and bury y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, get y'all out of the way. Have your funeral early.
Nah, we still wouldn't be out of it.
That way I don't have to miss
work. Because we got the Browns twice coming up.
Have y'all feeling early so I don't have to miss work. You know what I'm saying? Gonna knock y'all off, bury y'all, put the dirt on top of you, be done with you. Get the Steelers out of here. Mm-hmm. How you said, then the Braves get knocked off, and then you start crying about LeBron. That's the way I want your year to end up right there.
And that ain't gonna happen.
That's what I want you to be. I want you to be looking forward to them Christmas Day matchups on basketball season because your Braves and lost and the Steelers are dead.
Ain't gonna happen.
Simple as that. That's the way I want that to roll, man. All you Steeler fans, Robin Mars, who else out there? Who else in Steeler Nation, man? Joseph Farrelly, Kamel Silas, Reginald Robinson.
I didn't even know he was.
Who else? Who else Steeler fans, man? B-Head, Chris Brown, all y'all Steeler fans, man. The dirt. It's gonna get tossed on your head, man.
Man, you crazy.
What kind of flowers y'all want? Because we ordering flowers right now.
You don't even believe that.
We ordering flowers right now.
I don't think you believe
it. That's it, man. Did we get a score for the night, man? Yeah, I said 40-28. You said
28-24.
28-24. We're gonna see how this gonna ride out, man. NFL Week 5, Dumpster Juice Radio. Like, share, subscribe. There's no reason for you to keep going on the site or going on the webpage and listening to it.
Peeking and looking.
We see everything. The analytics lets me know how many people look at it. So Listen, subscribe to it. That way you don't have to keep checking back. It'll pop on your phone automatically.
Not costing you $1.
Not costing you anything. It's free. You're being in support of people you know. We're right here in your town. We're right here talking about sports. The only podcast like this. We country. We low budget, high content. Where else you going to get it from?
Nowhere.
Right here, out the mud. Dumpster Juice Radio. We'll holler.
For the channel, fixed the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy. We survived winters. Snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed the shit. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it, 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment. Roaches everywhere. Cousins, aunts was there. 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John. Johnny peed the bed. 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box. Two shared the same spoon, watching Saturday cartoons. Sugar water was a thing, every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And there were days I had to go to Texas with a note. Stating Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand a knock on they door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy wears a toilet paper, use the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch. She's the neighbor, things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. Two brothers with muscular dystrophy. Killed me, but I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips. She wiped the coal out my eye before school with a spit. Caseworker had her running back to face to face. I caught a case house and tried to throw us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky. And ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why?